Another edition of Straight No Chaser. I am your host, V the Preacher, also known as Elder V, and it is indeed an honor and a pleasure to be back with you this evening. I hope you're blessed, increased, but most of all focused and conscious, cognizant of where you stand and the reason why you exist in this life. If you haven't figured it out by now, it's time you shut up and pay attention. Listen and learn. Something about truth is that it elicits violence a lot of times because people do not like for their existence to be altered. Everyone wants to live without thinking about not living or existing anymore, which is why you live in a world that pushes pleasure, party till you drop, nonstop. And we are unfortunately in a generation where people seek pleasure more than they seek knowledge or the ability to understand that they are living in the matrix. Strange thing about truth is that at first people mock it and ridicule it, but truth is a substratum and the foundation for revolution, which is why no one wants to be a part of truth, because most people don't want to revolt against something that they feel is not harming their way of life or their status quo. And they would rather not rock the boat, because if ignorance is bliss, our people are living in heaven. And here at Straight No Chaser, we like to give it to you uncut, raw, and very real. That is a part of my Knesset, my ministry, and where I stand with my love for my people. I am willing to slap the hell out of you with truth. This is not a scripted show. I don't do a complete lesson on this show. We have other days where we do lessons, because the Social Change Action Network, which has been around for 3 years now, is not a camp, a team, a 501c3 nonprofit, a church, a revolutionary mind-altering camp or something like that. We're not here to try and elicit revolutionaries to come and be a part and start a war. No, it's a place where we seek to empower you with knowledge as we ascertain and as we sequester it. We desire to give it to our people because it's so pervasive right now with the internet and with these new laws such as SOPA and PIPA and things that are coming out, and also with the NDAA law. We risk our lives, but the internet will be changed. But seeing that information is so vast and still many of you will not seek it out, and many of you don't quite know how to seek it out, we desire the Social Change Action Network to bring you this knowledge as we are made aware of it, because we seek to empower our people and change them sociably, because there is a preconceived notion, racism. There are people and nations in this world that have been pre-programmed to perceive you in a certain manner and a certain light. We desire to change you from within by empowering you with information that will change you externally, but it starts internally with your mind being transformed, being renewed, and your spirit and soul being changed by you understanding who you are as a people and where you come from. We've decided to be a lot more within the realm of intellectual consciousness, but an intellectual consciousness that stems from the enlightenment that comes from our Hebrew history book. This is not Black History Month. This is a time for other races and nations to be amazed at what we've really done, because they were taught lies with his story. We already know who we are as a people and what we've created, and the little minor contributions that people want to talk about don't even begin to scratch the surface of the fact that we are the people and direct descendants of the Most High. That's what we talk about here. We've had hosts come and go, some that last for a season. Sometimes we don't even know the reason, but they're here for a season to drop knowledge. Sometimes we find out that their knowledge was not something that can carry us on to the next level, so we don't deal with that, and we scrub those shows, we get rid of them. because we're not sitting up here full of pride to where we can't admit that we make a mistake and put the wrong people on here from time to time. But we do the research and try and find out who's on here. It's a blessing, and I want to welcome right now some brothers that have been on here and will be on here on Tuesdays. Sometimes they'll be here on Wednesdays. And it's 386. Be Hebrew is how you can reach them, but check their shows out on Tuesday. They come in with some new knowledge, some information, and a new way to reach our people, but they got boots on the ground, and they've got a love for our people. Black people, African American, the real Hebrew Israelites, that's who they are. That's who we are. That's what we are. If you want to know why we're lost, it's time to come back to the Word. Check me out on the Shabbat. We're here for our Shabbat Hebrew Restoration Academy and classes where we just discuss the laws, which is a part of our culture. And, of course, Thursdays, we're Straight No Chaser, where we talk about current events, topics, things in the news, and how they affect us, how they pertain to us. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Of course, I've always got some things on my mind. Before I even get started, there's some things I want to talk about real quick. Before we get into some topics and current events, because I've had some people come at me about this turn the other cheek. There's a thing called imprecatory prayers where you'll notice in the Bible, mostly in Psalms, you've got prayers for revenge where people are praying and asking God to deal with people, deal with their family, their loved ones, don't let them live, to do all types of things with them. I got a lot of people that have tried to come at me, mostly a lot of soft brothers, mostly a lot of brothers that's just coming out of Christianity and still got that effeminate way about them. Let me tell you about me and a few other brothers that's out here. Everybody's not designed to turn the cheek. The Most High understands that. I'll tell you why he understands that. Because when our brother Christ told us to go and buy swords, he didn't tell us to buy swords to prepare to turn the other cheek and run. He said, be prepared to defend yourself. I'm a fighter that defends the faith, defends the truth, and will definitely defend my family and my home and where I stand and where I stay. Know this. That's what's up. He's also said, I've given you the land. When he talked to the children of Israel, he said, I've given you the land to go possess it. So when these people come at you, he's like, go take it, because I've already given it to you. He didn't say when they come at you to fight you to turn the other cheek and run. So what is this people saying? Let him fight your battles. I've always heard choose your battles wisely, and I believe in letting the Most High fight our battles. But he also said in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And he said every tongue that rises up against you, he said for us to contemn, to condemn. Don't come at me because you're soft and you've been effeminized by the Christian church and you'd rather suck it in and run from everybody that forms a weapon at you, and every tongue that rises up against you, you just turn the other cheek. That's not everyone that's called by the Most High. He's called warriors and soldiers like David. David was ready to kill a man by the name of Nabal because this man wouldn't feed his army after he protected this man's army. Know this, man. But he wouldn't touch King Saul because he said, touch not my anointed. And he knew this and he recognized this. But Abigail, Nabal's wife, had to come to David and say, don't kill my husband because truly he is what his name is. And Nabal means folly, means fool. When Nabal found out that David was coming to kill him, he dropped dead with a heart attack because he knew this was a man not to play with. If you're not the type of brother that's out there that's willing to run to the front of the battle, stay at home with the women and pray and be effeminized and turn a cheek. But in this hour, the Most High is calling generals, soldiers, and warriors that are ready to fight, that did like Christ said, went and bought your sword, got what you need, because we're moving into a time where some will be beheaded and some will fight not to go into these internment camps that they have set up. Many of you are going to bow down and just walk into the internment camps. You're going to take the chip. You're not going to stand on the word, and you're going to give in.
So for all you soft brothers and you punks that text me, call me, can't talk to man, like a man, and you scared of the battle, stay at home and pray and turn the other cheek. But I'm calling all my warriors and all my soldiers that are ready to step to the battle. Let's do this. Let's do this, and don't be effeminized, because the effeminate will not inherit the wilderness or the Most High's kingdom. And trust that he has called soldiers for this hour. So I'm here to say, calling all soldiers, calling all soldiers. Anybody want to get at me, you know how to email me, and you can reach me on Facebook at Be The Preacher. But don't get at me, man, about turning the other cheek, because I'm like our brother David. I'm stepping to the battle, whether it be here, crying out loud and telling the truth to my people, or fighting these demons in prayer and spirit, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But know this, anybody that violates the Most High's word, his people, his kingdom, or what's around me that I've been given charge over to watch over, you're going to have to deal with me. And I hope there's more people out there like that that are willing to take care of their families, their loved ones, the kingdom of the Most High, and what we stand on and believe, because we're moving into the last hour. Recognize. Be right back after this break.
This one right here is for the people.
The smart as dummies can't read the language of Egyptian mummies, and a flag of a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages the villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelist.
Test, test, test. I need to know if anybody out there can hear me. Holler at me in the chat room. This is V the Preacher, Elder V, and welcome to another edition to Straight No Chaser. Now, I think we had some technical difficulties earlier because we've been actually talking for the last 15 minutes, but it seems like it did not pick up. So let me reiterate everything I just got through saying and try to do my best to go back into the intro. Straight No Chaser. This is a show designed to bring you the unadulterated truth, slap the hell out of you with the truth, because information and knowledge is so vast right now that we here at the Social Change Action Network desire to bring you the unadulterated truth and empower our community with information that will change you socially, because people have preconceived notions and a perception which is biased and prejudiced, to say the least, towards our community and our people. And intrinsically, we can transform ourselves with information that can change us, because if ignorance is bliss, our people have been living in heaven. This Gregorian calendar year, we've decided to become intellectually conscious with Straight No Chaser. We deal with the hood. We deal with our social ills. We deal with our ignorance. We deal with the bywords that we've been called. But this year, we want you to be changed by information that comes out of our Hebrew history book, and allow the Spirit to be able to change you and transform you, because you are a three-part fold, three-party, three-part person. You are body, mind, and spirit. And some would say body, soul, and spirit. So we cannot transform you unless we begin to transform your mind. And then we try and feed your soul. We got some great brothers that's here on Tuesdays now, and they with us. And we've had people in the past that have brought forth information. And if these people don't bring forth the right information, they're gone. They're here for a season or maybe for a reason. But we don't maintain everything, because this is not a camp. This is not a church. This is not a revolutionary center. Although truth is the foundation for revolution, the substratum. It's where it begins. And most people don't like you altering their existence and where they stand, because nobody wants you messing with the facade or the illusion that they call their life, because most people are seeking pleasure so they don't have to deal with their own mortality, the fact that you're going to die. If you don't know why you're here, why you exist, or who you are as a people, what's your purpose? Straight No Chaser desires to give it to you, uncut, because that's real love. If I lie to you, I don't care nothing about you. If I patronize you, I don't care nothing about you. So we're here to let you know that people become violent when they hear the truth, and you never know what you're going to get when you spit it out. But with laws like SOPA and PIPA that are out there and that are on the horizon to try and restrict information that is so vast and available, we take a risk with the NDAA, and we take a stand to be able to let you know what's really going on in your world, because knowledge is being suppressed. You need to learn how to do research on the internet. You need to learn your Hebrew history book. I know this is the so-called Black History Month, but you know what? Let it be Black History Month. But it's for other nations and other races who are constantly amazed at the minor contributions that they come into the knowledge of during this month. We already know as a people who we are and what we're capable of as a fam. As a mishpachah, brothers and sisters are aware. We're more than the gadgets that they talk about we created. We're more than a dream. We are the direct descendants of the Most High. Call me Black, Afro-American, Negro, nigga, whatever you want to call me, because I was told in Deuteronomy 28 I'd be called a byword, that I would be hated. Psalms 83 told me that they would conspire against me to cease to cause my people to no longer be a nation, which is why we're the only people don't know where the hell we came from. And you don't want to find out? And then when you find the truth, you don't want to believe it? So we have to deal with our people with this information and knowledge. Tune in on Tuesdays and on Wednesdays when we're able to get into our Hebrew history book that they call the Bible, but it was really the scrolls that documented our exodus, our perpetual movement and evolution as a people. It's a compilation of the scrolls and documentation of our forefathers and our ancestors. Do not believe that we started from the slave trade and that's where we began with Negro spirituals. No, we have a history that is far more vast and complex and extensive than what you've been told and taught in your schools. People spend millions of dollars to suppress the truth, billions of dollars to suppress the truth and keep you from knowing who you are and who we are as a people, and time is out for that, which is why we are here to take a stance and bring you the information, bring you the people, and be a platform for anyone that knows the Most High as a higher and who we are, and tell our people. Anyone can call in and contact me and reach me on Facebook at V the Preacher and let me know what you want to share. It's time for everybody to fall back and fall into their places and realize that there's brainwashing and programming by this society. And we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about who runs the media, who owns the media. We're going to pick up where we left off last week about trending. And the whole idea of trending and these Zionists that create trends and trending to sway the masses in a certain direction. And before we get into that, something I want to get off my chest. You got some people that don't know anything about imprecatory prayers. As David prayed, he wasn't one to always turn the other cheek. David would put out prayers in the Hebrew history book about asking God to kill his enemies, deal with his enemies, and deal with their families, and take care of their children, don't let their cattle live, and to bring them into judgment. So I put out there that, you know, I'm not one to turn the other cheek, because I walk away from you and let you carry on with your madness. That's me choosing my battles wisely, because the majority of you aren't worth my time, or you're not worth the fight that I'm ready to bring to the table, because your stance is irrelevant and weak at best. I'm tired of a lot of these effeminate, overly Christianized men, or men who are Hebrews who just got out of the Christian church, want to come at me with, like, we're supposed to let God fight our battles. That's what we're supposed to do. Shut up, punk. We got a lot of punks out there. I'm just coming out with it. This is how we do it, straight, no chaser. The Most High wouldn't have never told his disciples to buy a sword and be ready if he wanted them to turn the other cheek and just deal with it. The Most High would have never said in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you, that speaks out against you, thou shall condemn. He told you to condemn it. I talked about this. What is it to condemn something? What is it to condemn something? First of all, he's giving you a mandate to take charge and do something. I am a fighter and defender of the faith, of the word, of my people, of the Mishpachah, of the saints. Touch my family, my loved ones, or my property that I've been put a steward over, and I'm going to deal with you. I don't have no cheeks to turn. David spared Saul, because he said, touch not my anointed, and walked away, because he already knew that something was in the making for him. But a little bit later on, there was a man named Nabal, and he took care of Nabal's men in the field, protected them, watched over them, and he asked Nabal, just give me some food so I can feed my men for doing what they did. He said, no, David was getting ready to kill him. And Nabal's wife, Abigail, which means beautiful one, brought him some food and said, don't trip on him. Don't even trip, because he is truly what his name means, fool, folly. When Nabal found out who David was, he dropped dead of a heart attack for fear. David wasn't about to turn the other cheek. He's about to deal with this man. You ain't going to feed my men. So, yeah, he was ready to kill a man for not giving him a cheeseburger, but he walked away from another man. So you do choose your battles, but it ain't for everybody in this war to be laying down and talking about turn the other cheek. So don't get at me on Facebook about turn the other cheek and you're supposed to let God do this. You don't know what the Most High has called people to do. A lot of you brothers, man, supposed to be taking care of your families and getting ready for what's coming on this earth, this world, this nation. And a lot of you are going to just walk right into these internment camps. You're going to take the chip, the mark. You're going to bow down to the Antichrist, to the beast. You're not willing to die for what you believe in. You will not get your head chopped off. You will not go to the guillotine because you're effeminized, you're a punk, you're going to turn the other cheek and wait for deliverance. You probably believe in the rapture and that you're going to get raptured out. You, sir, are a punk, and I'm tired of punks. I've had a punk on here teaching once before who is not man enough to even take care of his family and go to work. So I got a problem with a man who won't be a man, a soldier, a warrior in this hour. And that's what straight no chaser is. I'm going to talk to you, calling all men. Those who think they might be in the 144,000, those that will see Christ when he comes and be transformed and changed and ready to fight, those are willing to be a real man and stand up and be counted and take care of your loved ones, your family, your children, your offspring, work, keep the commandments, not let your loins control you, and be a man of the Most High. But you effeminate, just coming out the Christian church, and you ones in the Christian church, and you faggots, I'm not tripping with y'all, and don't have time for it. You turn the other cheek and see where it gets you. We know when to fight battles, because he even said, I've given you the land to go and possess it. He said that to the children of Israel. So it's there, but you've got to go get it. You can't keep turning the other cheek. You've got to fight. So there's many that don't believe with my philosophy, my theology, but there are those out there who know who I'm talking to, and I'm dealing with you tonight on that topic. I had to get that off my chest. So we'll be right back as we talk about what's in the news and what's not in the news when we come right back after this break. This one right here is for the people. We'll be right back.
Some of the smartest dummies can't read the language of Egyptian mummies. On a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. We'll save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee, them a make big money. Is it how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on and all of a sudden you are in Indiana Jones, and I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and it's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser? Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started laugh. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Tell us teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the wrist gets fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows? Even though you drive cars. Can you survive against all odds? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw so over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn. Savali. Patience. Yeah.
Welcome to the end of the Gentile rule, and welcome back to Straight No Chaser. I'm your host, Be the Preacher. Yeah, we got to have patience because our time is coming. Hey, Jake, your time is coming. Listen, before I get into this trending, I want to talk about what's at the top of the news. We got a cop on the run. I haven't checked the news. I don't know if they didn't call the brother, but he's going all out. It's a brother from Southern California. They fired him some time ago, so he's been trained by them in a militaristic style, and he's pissed off. This cat is threatening to kill a bunch of cops and their families. What most of you out there don't know, I heard one other show say that it was a white cop. It's a black cop. He said he actually saw the officers that beat Rodney King down have been promoted to executive positions within the police force, in the department. And he said that he also noticed that a lot of the police officers are being trained for race riots and race wars in L.A.
and they have all types of guns, artillery, suits, protection, and they're preparing themselves to come against the black populace and community. And he's gone off because they fired him, and they put him through a lot of different things. I'm not justifying any of the brother's actions. I just think it's a trip because of some of the information he put out that he noticed and he saw the prejudice and the racism within the Los Angeles County Police Department, and he's heard what they have planned for the black community down there, because they have not forgotten or forgiven the riots that happened in the 90s, and they're preparing themselves. And that uprising galvanized a community so fast that it spooked them. And now this time they say they're prepared, because we do know that race riots are on the horizon. A lot of people feel that the movie Django was designed to do just that. Scripture tells us that there'll be nation against nation, and so we see a lot of things on the rise, which is promoting separatism. Anything to disenfranchise this nation and to compartmentalize every aspect of the so-called American society and its constitutional stance is being dissembled and unleashed upon the populace. There will be a plethora of attacks, economic collapse, disenfranchising, storms through the HARP system, sickness upon the populace, as we see the pandemics, flu pandemics, as we see people being poisoned with all types of various vaccinations and pharmaceutical medicines, which is opening people up to becoming portals for demonic possession. Things that you thought was just in the movies are now becoming a reality, and it's in your face, because many things have been unleashed upon this society as you are being programmed to accept mainstream witchcraft as the most recent, newest, and current religion of what they call the dawning of the age of Aquarius and their new age theology, as they continue to ramp up the demoralization of not only our people, but the entire world, to be unstable, insatiable, and given to every carnal desire and pleasure that they can heap upon the masses until there's no more morality left within our society. And that's what we're witnessing. It'll be interesting to see how this turns out with this cop. And I'm just observing. I have no opinion either way. I know that there are a lot of people in this society that are upset and angry with the way things are turning out in this world. Tonight, I want to get back into trending. But before I get back into trending, I want you to understand that 97% of media is owned by the Zionists, which are a part of the Illuminati, the New World Order, the people that desire to see our society, the whole world, depopulation down to 500 million. I don't think they want to destroy the world. They just want to be able to better control it, because they used to be able to control the masses. Now, as Brzezinski said, it's easier to kill the masses and destroy them with the GMO foods, the GE foods, the poisoned air, the poisoned water, the chemicals, the fluoride, and the diseases that were created in the lab, such as like HIV and cancer, and these more aggressive cancers. Keep me in prayer. I have family members that have been diagnosed with that, and I'm praying that they will not go into chemotherapy and radiology, because that's been designed to slow up your death, drain you financially, and drain you from within, and destroy your blood cells, and just eat you. Chemotherapy. We can combat these things, but we need the wisdom and guidance of the Most High to bring us together. We must solidify ourselves and inform each other on how to fight back. And we're going to have to galvanize and come together as a community and begin to teach one another
and find some humility. I got brothers that are, you know, I had one brother on here, opened up the platform to him. Now he's like, I'm starting my own show. It's the arrogance of me-ism in this society that people don't appreciate anything of coming together and being blessed and helping each other out. But I already got that off my chest about these men who let their women take care of them, won't even work, and let their women run them. Brothers are not wearing pants no more. Anyway, as a society, we've got to come back together. Now, listen, as I talked about, 97%, listen to this, 97% of all media is controlled by Zionist Jews, the ones spoke of in Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. Go read that in your spare time and find out who these people are, because they are not people. These Ashkenazis, who are really from the sons of Japheth, who were converted in the 12th century, these Khazarians from Rome and Russia that converted into Judaism because Islam, Muslims, and Christians were coming upon them in the 12th century. So rather than go with either one of them, the Khazarians converted and stole who we were and created something else, Judaism, ran us into the Atlas Mountains with the Crusades, and the Romans ran us out of the temples and ran us down into Africa, where we begin to try and hide amongst people that looked like us, the Hamitic people that looked like us but weren't us. This is the information I want you people to begin to understand and do the research on. But we are not the Hamitic people that were cursed, that the Christian church taught us a long time ago, so we'd think we were less than, and we'd seek validation and vindication from the white races because they put a white god in our face. Caesar Borgia's son, stringy hair, blue eyes, the Christ? No, not him, never was. Scripture describes what he looks like. But it's a form of racism to get you to bow down and worship something that looks like them, so you look to them and worship them and not see yourself in the image of the Most High when you were made in his image and you are the direct descendants. As I said, billions of dollars are spent to suppress the truth and this information. Look at the picture I've got on there. That's what Christ looks like. So billions of dollars are spent to suppress this information and keep a people from knowing that they are the people, because 97% of media is owned. Let me read some of this information to you before I play this clip, because I'm going to play a clip to you that I wanted to play last week. And it's actually, I'm not a Muslim. I'm Hebrew. I don't ascribe to religion. None of that. I keep the commandments, the laws, and statutes. But they interviewed Farrakhan, and he talked about some of his Jew wish friends, those that wish they were Jews, and how they get together all over this world and this country. They come together, scientists, doctors, filmmakers, lawmakers, editors, publishers, and decide what trends are they going to heap upon the masses so that they can sway the sheep, the sheeple, into a certain direction. I want you to hear it out of his mouth, of how they do this, even with the movies. Every movie that comes out, every book, it has a purpose. There's an agenda. Social Change Action Network is here to get you to be able to analyze the agendas. Don't believe in conspiracy theory. That was something created to throw you off so that there would be a title that can be given to you that would automatically get people to discount the information and the truth. No, what we are agenda analysts. Follow the paper trail. Follow the money trail. Learn how to do research on the internet and find out who's behind what. Because know that Facebook, YouTube, and the internet is scrubbed every day for leaks of truth. They make sure they get rid of it. You can't just type in who is this and who does this. No, you've got to find out. Like, I'll give you a hint. There's a magazine called Consumer Reports, which a lot of people swear by, because they figure Consumer Reports is ran by a group of people that are not biased and have no opinion. But when you do the research, you find out that there's a media company out of Canada that runs Consumer Reports. And then you do the research and find out who runs that media company, and then what is the origin of the person that runs that media company, and what's their background, and who are their family members and relatives. Come to find out that the head of that particular magazine is actually, guess what, a Zionist Jew who went to Oxford College. So, yes, Consumer Reports does put out biased opinions, and they bash other products to get everyone to be confused. And we know that the Most High is not the author of confusion. And when you start seeing information that sways you between, should I go natural or should I use pharmakia? Should I take the drugs from the doctor or should I start taking vitamins and herbs and supplements? Oh, supplements are dangerous. They can kill you. No, the Most High gave us everything we need to be able to live, survive, and to fight sickness, illness, and disease. There was a book that was given to Noah about herbs and teas. I remember when Elisha threw some bitter herbs in a poisonous soup, and it took care of it. What am I trying to tell you? There are things in the grocery store that can cure you of sickness. You do not need to take these man-made pills that are filled with side effects. But they swear by it. This world swears by it because it's all designed to kill you, kill your organs, and kill off your existence. I'm getting ready to share with you this 97%. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. That was said by George Orwell. All truth passes through three stages. It's ridicule, and then it's violently opposed, and then third, it's accepted as self-evident. Now, that's something that philosophers say. Now, listen to this. 97%. Can you believe the media? Of course not. Zionist Jews control 97% of world media. Books, newspapers, music, movies, radio, television, all controlled by these Khazarian Ashkenazis who got down into the land through the Balfour Treaty, which was originally talked about in 1904, came into fruition in the 1948, I want to say. I hope I got the date right. I just don't have it written down. The Balfour Treaty is what brought those people into that land that they took from the Palestinians. The Jews have used their powers in the American government to break down old laws that prevent media monopoly. They have now consolidated even more awesome power over the entire American media. Through their control of the media, they are able to easily control the social agenda, business markets, and even the government itself by influencing voters' opinions, and all this is just the tip of the iceberg. You need to know that some of the most horrendous, evil, murderous laws ever passed by a president have been passed by this president that you voted for because his skin is close to the color of your skin. You've been duped and you've been fooled, and you're the one who's colorblind. Because you're blinded by the fact that his color is similar to yours and his wife and children look like you. But this man is inherently evil, and is about big business and has been properly vetted prior to him popping up on the scene from out of nowhere. But you are so swayed by what the media has told you and the darling of the beautifulness of the children and the wife and how it looks, and you have no idea of his power grab, his dictatorship attitude, his love for control, and the fact that these elite are satisfied with him because he makes them feel good about the evil they've done to us as a people, and he's marketable as hell from being Islamic, African, black-looking, world-accepted, and able to push any agenda that they need pushed. He can do it because you can't even see it. He's got your chip prepared in his health care bill. And you will need it to be able to exist in this society. Let's go back to this media thing. The Jews have an octopus-like grip on the media by secretive corporate ownership through financial and security and companies holding key positions such as chairmanships, chief executive officers, chief financial officers, etc. In this way, they can promote their mutual Jewish and Israeli interests and censor stories, very true, and reporters that interfere with their never-ending agenda. You can't believe and trust and watch what's on the news. You have to look at it with a discerning eye.
and then understand your Hebrew history book. And then after you understand that, you have to know how to do the research on this internet before SOPA and PIPA, these new laws, shut it down. Follow the money trail. Why don't you ask people around you what they think about Israel, terrorism, racism, rap music, etc., and see if their opinions differ from that which is taught by the TV? It doesn't. People will quote to you what they saw on CNN, the news. They swear by it. That's their gospel. Just like I told you, people believe the gospel of certain magazines like Consumer Reports because they think that that's a magazine for the people, by the people. When in my research, I found out who runs and owns this company. And then they hide their hands and they hide in the background and tell it what it's supposed to do. Everything is meant to sway your mind, your attitudes, and get you to go a certain direction for the demise of a people. And ultimately, the true children of Israel, ultimately the black community, the minorities, who truly are really the majority. It's just like gun control. They want to take the guns out of the hands of the some 300 million people. Technically, we have more artillery and guns than the military and the police. So in the case of tyranny, they know they would be outgunned. How do you protect yourself and protect your family if your guns are taken away from you? Most people are definitely swayed and affected and believe what they've seen on TV. Whatever you do, people, do not go to sleep with your TV on and leave your TV on all night. That is the most beneficial and appropriate way to program and brainwash your mind as you allow the news to be put into your subconscious psyche while you sleep. And you dream the stuff you're hearing and seeing, and it's inside you and you don't know where it's come from. Here's the thing about it. You go see a movie and you become desensitized to murder, death, zombies, all this other stuff. And your brain does not have the ability to delineate the fact that that is what's real and what's false. All it knows is what it's seen and it's true, which is why your heart races on horror movies, when you see a crime, something happens and your blood pressure goes up. It cannot delineate. You tell yourself it's just a movie, but within yourself, your soul and spirit, which is why the Most High told us not to let our eyes behold the evil and not to behold sexual acts and be watching pornography and be a part of this, because you're actually taking this in and it's affecting your soul, your mind, your psyche, and it's causing you to intrinsically become a part of this and be demoralized and desensitized. They understand this and know this because they do more of a psychological breakdown on how the human psyche works than you do. And if they can get you to enjoy all this while having you under the influence of pharmaceutical medicines, alcohol, marijuana, and you take all this in, you are actually not only being programmed, but in some instances being possessed. Things are jumping inside of you that you don't have the ability to control or ward off. How many people can sit up? There are children playing video games of violence, and once they come off the games, they are violent and desensitized to shooting, killing, and disturbing and maiming. We see all too many instances in the news. Let me finish reading the rest of this article. It would seem to me that people simply parrot that which they see and hear in the media. Parrot that which they see and hear in the media. And that original thoughts and opinions are hard to find out there among the masses. Let's look at some of these companies real quick. Walt Disney Company is a true media empire. Zionist Jew Michael Eisner, he's the chairman and CEO of the Walt Disney Empire. It includes several television production companies, Touchstone, Buena Vista Television, 14 million cable networks. It's a $1 billion industry. It's big in New York, Chicago, Philly, L.A., Houston. In addition, it has 225 affiliated stations. Is part owner of several European TV companies, so it's all over the world. Don't just think it's here. There's Michael Ovitz, who's a part of Disney. He's another Zionist Jew. They own ESPN, ABC, MTV, BET. All of their holdings are there. It would take me all night to read to you all of the Zionist Jews that are in position of power over your entire media conglomerate as it pertains to books, movies. This is why I say, in order to achieve success in this world, you will have to bow down and sign a blood contract and worship these people who don't have the best interests in mind of our people and the so-called minorities and the indigenous of this world. They want us destroyed. And you want to be a star, a singing star, a multi-billion dollar recording artist, a best-selling author. You have to go through these people who are sons of Satan. And we know how Satan gets down. I said I don't preach on straight no chaser, but I got to give you information. In the scriptures in the New Testament, you see after Christ got off a 40-day fast, Satan actually took him to the highest pinnacle of a mountain and told him, if you'll worship me, turn these stones to bread, I'll give you all these kingdoms. What does that mean? That he has the complete control of this world and this kingdom because the whole world has been turned over into the hands of the wicked. And we see this here with these Zionist Jews that are into the Kabbalah, the Talmud, that claim that Christ is in hell, steeped in excrement up to his head, and they don't even believe in him, and that worship fallen angels and other gods, and that are aligned up with the Roman Catholic Church. These people run the nightly news. All of your film studio companies, you name it, multi-million dollar Time Warner, all of these industries, Viacom, Paramount Pictures, where when you go to see a Paramount Picture movie and you see the stars coming down out of the sky and they go around a mountain, that is trying to tell you about what's in the Book of Enoch, where the fallen angels fell, the watchers fell from the sky and came to Mount Hermon and slept with the daughters of man because they saw that the women were beautiful and created Nephilim, which were the giants, where you can see excavationists are finding large skeletons and bones all over the world that were buried. And nobody wants to believe it or say it's true because you are, sir, in denial of the truth. Century Fox Film, Rupert Murdoch, who's one of the owners of the Satanist Bible and the NIV Bible, because he owns Zondervan and HarperCollins. Rupert Murdoch owns this, and he knows the truth. He threatened to put out a book that told the truth about who we are as a people, which is why they had him in court last year. Barry Diller owns Sony Corporation. And all you people want contracts, recording contracts, want to be signed by these people and validated by these people. I want nothing from this world but to tell you the truth, that you should be satisfied and content with food, clothes, and raiment and peace of mind, that you don't want to be like the Joneses, that you don't have comparative self-worth, that you are vindicated and validated by the Most High, and that you know that we're in the Matrix and that you're fully awake, and that you're cognizant of your existence and you understand your purpose in the earth. Steven Spielberg, Edgar Bronfman, these people run Universal and Advanced Publications. Let me go ahead and play this clip for you right now of this interview where Mr. Farrakhan is trying to break this down.
And then he said, there's a group of us that meet either on Fifth Avenue in New York or in Los Angeles, and we discuss trends. And if we see a trend that we disagree with, we utilize our skills, our talents, to begin to move the people in a direction that we feel is best. In that meeting that they have on Fifth Avenue in a penthouse or in California, He told me there are writers, script writers, book writers, artists, people that influence people. And once they decide on a trend, books will come out, movies will come out, plays will come out. Writers in newspapers will write, because the Bible refers to the masses of the people as sheep. And one word of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that we are easily said, led in the wrong direction, but hard to lead in the right. So Hollywood is not only entertainment, but it's shepherding or guiding or influencing behavior. Having said that, let's look at Jack.
So there you have it. Let me say something to you again. I do not ascribe to Islam. I don't ascribe to any religion in this world that was meant to distract and separate our people, inculcate them to worship other fallen gods. But the information he was giving out was about Jewish Zionist Jews, friends of his, that told him that they weren't afraid of him, but they were afraid of his ideas of galvanizing the people. Let me read to you. And I want you to call in if you want to speak on this. Guest calling number is 213-769-0910. We're talking about, and if you heard him mention, these Zionist Jews that control 97% of the media and entertainment will discuss trends. And if the sheep aren't going in the direction they want them to go in, this is how far outreaching this is. We're talking about Zionist Jews that are controlling the world from behind the scenes. We're talking about the United Nations, Roman Catholic Church, and the people that they're working with. We're talking about how they're pulling the strings of what programs the entire world. And we're sitting here reading some of the names of people and these mega, major, billion-dollar companies. And who sits at the head of them? Arthur Sulzberger, New York Times, Max Frankel, New York Times, Joseph Lelyveld, managing editor of the New York Times, the Washington Post, ran by Zionist Jews, the New York Daily News, ran by Zionist Jews, the Village Voice, Zionist Jews. I have all the names here, Newsweek. All of these crazy magazines you see with these crazy pictures on the front of them of Obama in the standing in the image imposing as fallen entities and fallen gods, Zionist Jews mocking Christ, RCA, NBC, you name it, every record company you can think of. These are the Jewish overlords that control the media and daily manipulate public opinions. This information was compiled in 1997, and since then, your Jewish Zionist masters have consolidated even more control and ownership of your media. Understanding this is our first step toward freeing ourselves from the evil grip of these slave masters. You are still a slave because you're enslaved by your thoughts and your thought process as they sway you in the way that they want you to go, which is why it says, come out of her, my people. We're not trying to keep up with the latest trends and styles. Tattooing, eating every food, same sex, metro sex, skinny jeans, cursing our women in the music, rap music, the way it is now, not conscious like it used to be. They killed that off. They killed off the big soul groups where it used to be 10, 12 brothers up there singing about coming together and family reunions and love and all that stuff. All that has been destroyed. Ah, man, we got to come back together as a people. I'm going to talk some more about this trending. I'm not done with it. It's part two of this trending. I'll be right back with you. Sons.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. I'm your host, V the Preacher, and tonight we were picking up from where we left off, and we shared a clip of Minister Farrakhan talking about some of his Zionist Jewish friends, mentioning how they get together. As we know, they control 97% of the media, but they get together to make sure that the masses are allowing the enslavement of a people through mind control, something that they most definitely will use to herd the sheep into the internment camps and an alternative way of life where everyone will be enslaved, life shortened, programmed, and ultimately connected by RFID chip to the grid and the big system, the beast, fallen entities, and demonic spirits. A lot of what you see in society today has to do with, I know you think this is fake because you didn't see too many horror movies that have programmed you, because the Zionist Jews believe that the best way to hide things is put it directly in your face so that you quickly associate it with something you saw on a movie screen, and you tell yourself, well, that can't be real because when I saw it on TV, it wasn't real. When in all actuality, oppression, depression, and possession is very real. And so is suicide, homicide, which is on the rise because of all of the oppressions I just mentioned. And the oppression, depression, suppression, possession all comes from the impressions that are blazed upon your brain and your mind from the media that's controlled by the Zionist Jews that want you to never know you are a black butterfly. And it's time for us to wake up and reclaim our position, our prominence in the land, because the entire earth is groaning for us to come back into who we are. So it's not something to be mocked and laughed at. When a sister wants to go natural with her hair, she's waking up. When a brother's letting his beard grow and he's wearing clothing that is not designer or trying to appeal to you. When someone is not trying to do everything that the television is telling them that they should do in order to be accepted by the masses, you're no longer in a position to mock and ridicule a person that's becoming strong and becoming an individual, which is why at the beginning of the show, I talked about these effeminate cowards who don't have the ability to stand up and be a real man. One brother called me in panic and fear of a show that we did because he felt that he was getting ready to put his family in danger. I got information, news for you. All of you are being tracked through Facebook, Google, YouTube, and there are dossiers on all of you that do research on the truth. As I mentioned, all of these entities are scrubbed daily in case something leaks out. Anything that you've listened to, there's information compiled on the masses to know who's a problem. So for you to sit up here and be afraid, which I refuse to live in fear because it is the biggest trick of the enemy and the biggest prison to your mind and your body, is to be in fear. The Most High has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind. Love to seek peace. But enough power to not to go running, turning the cheek to run. Not running from the battle. I'm running to the battle. I'll get in your face before I run up out your face out of fear. They have compiled information on you. And for this brother to become fearful because he thought he said something that was going to put him on the radar, he was already on the radar and didn't have enough sense to know that. And all of you will be on the radar. But who cares about the radar when you're willing to take a stand for truth and understand that only what you do for the Most High will last? You know, a lot of you out there trying to become authors and want to get picked up by Random House and all these big companies, you will end up selling out and compromising in order to get that deal because they were going to make sure that whatever you write, your music, your book, trends with the direction that they want to trend our people into. So they want you to write books of hate where the women hate the black man and want him out.
books of lust and desire, but they don't want you writing about who we are as a people, our real history, where we came from, where we're going, and the truth. They want you to write lies. So I'm not impressed by your success in this life or your desire to be rich in this life, because I know who controls the media and the success that is within this earth and this world. So you've got to make a conscious decision as to who's manipulating the strings that have you pursuing what you're pursuing. And why are you pursuing what you're pursuing? Do you think the end-all, ultimate, pinnacle of success is you selling out your people and achieving some money that will soon mean nothing because they're about to crash the dollar and this entire monetary system so that they can introduce the chip and create a solution? You got to create, there's only order for them people out of chaos. So you create a problem and then you present a solution, which is exactly what they're going to do. And you're chasing after that green dollar, which will not be worth anything but to wipe your behind in a little while. Come on, man. Think about what it is you're chasing and what you're doing for your family and where you want to be when it hits the fan.
Of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul. Mind
Straight No Chaser is where you are, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. I'm your host, V the Preacher. Check this out. This just in, that the LA Police Department have shot two people innocently, a case of mistaken identity, thinking that they were actually the former police officer, Mr. Christopher Dorner, 33, who was also a Navy reservist. So this man knows how to get down. And then shot and killed a few officers and their family and loved ones, and has targeted anybody in a uniform. But now the police are killing innocent people, saying, oh, he looks like them. You fit the description. They've already shot two people. This is chaos, people, that's going on down in Southern California. Chaos going in Southern California, and they cannot find this brother. There was another police shooting when LAPD police officers saw a separate pickup truck that also resembled the suspects. The bullets failed to hit the innocent driver of the truck, but point towards the fear instilled among the LAPD as they desperately search, and they're prepared to use any means to stop him. Meanwhile, the killer is still on the loose, determined to make himself known after he lost his job 4 years ago. People, I want you to know that there's going to be a lot more of people just losing it and snapping it. So I want you to be safe out there. Take care of yourself. Keep your eyes open and stop just being naive and gullible to what's around you. Get your spiritual discernment on and keep your eyes open. We're living in perilous times and we're in Jacob's trouble. And that's what's up. Tyranny is in the land and everybody is a target. That's why I'm telling y'all to come back to these laws and statutes and commandments and have your life right with the Most High. No longer can we be idiots, fools, or pawns, or sheeple in this game. Tonight we were talking about trending part two and the fact that we are intentionally, purposely swayed in directions of clothing and dress. There is even a Zionist, Jew, and Illuminati agenda to homosexualize hip-hop because it has so much influence over our kids. They have completely killed R&B and soul. And hip-hop runs the world and now introduce the homosexuality, because this is also part of depopulation and demoralizing our children to get them into an abominable lifestyle of sodomy. Turn our kids into sodomites, lovers of themselves, and lesbians, which is not the plan for us. It's in your clothing. It's in the commercials. It's in everything you do. And what we're talking about tonight is that this is intentional. This is not by happenstance and circumstance. This is information and an agenda given to a people that worship Satan, and it's from Satan in order to lead us into a direction that we will not be worth a nickel when Christ returns. This world is going to play itself out. This cannot continue and will not go on like this. So we are on the road to Zion. I'm not going to preach to you tonight. You come holler at Elder V on the Shabbat, the Most High willing. But I am going to say that you cannot continue to medicinally alter your existence by abusing substances and thinking it's going to make the pain go away of what you cannot figure out in this life, in this world. There's an agenda to assassinate your character, assassinate your people, your community, and your mind, and get you up out of here quick. The self-hate, the lack of love for our people, and I'm telling you, this love gets down like the way I'm getting down with you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. The folly and the foolishness has got to stop, and the consciousness must come back. But I'm not talking about a consciousness where we just lifting up our fists and saying pro-black. Nah. That was for the 60s, you know? And like I talked about in the beginning of the show, all these effeminate little punks want to turn the cheek. They should have been born in the 60s where, you know, the dogs was unleashed in the water holes and they was throwing rocks. Now, our people ain't getting down like that no more. We got young people that are even ready to fight.
But what happened in the 60s, because there's nothing new under the sun, is destined to happen again, but on a different magnitude, a different scale. And God knows we need to understand where we've come from so we know where we're going and what's about to take place, and so that we're able to galvanize. I talked about before how quick the black people in L.A. came together in the riots, but they had no sense of direction or purpose. But the anger caused a solidarity, because people were sick and tired of being sick and tired. And now that we're waking up as a people, as was prophesied in our scrolls and Hebrew history book, what do we do with the information and knowledge? We're supposed to be prophesying in the wind and telling people. Later for this fear, because there's already a file on you, but now it's time for you to start whispering in your homeboy and your brother and sister's ear about where you need to be in your mind, in your spirit, and in your knowledge, and in your preparation, and with your family's preparation. No more chasing the American dream. Delusions of grandeur and pie in the sky, that's over with. And this is not all there is to life right here in these 50 United States. This world will be turned back over into the hands of the indigenous. We will get back to where we need to be. I want you to pay attention to what is dictating your lifestyle. And do you have to be a slave to it? No, you don't have to be a slave to it. No, you don't have to be a slave to it. So people, listen, I'm going to get ready to sign out. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've put out enough information for tonight. So this is V the Preacher, and I'm going to say to you, as I always say about this truth, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey and never a destination. We will pick up the conversation and continue. Listen to the archives. Do the research. Don't be led by your emotions or swayed by your emotions. Don't allow the 97% Zionist Jews owned media to dictate how you must conduct your life. What you must wear, eat, talk, date. Do not allow it. Come back to your senses. Truth is a journey, not a destination. I got mad love for you. This is V the Preacher signing out. Shalom.
Blackness. Keep on.